This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In its continuing quest to find out exactly how many people it can cram into the back of a long, skinny aluminum tube that flies through the air, American Airlines has some new economy class seating arrangements in store for the traveling public. More seats in its 737 and MD-80 jets, to be precise. American's not saying how many seats it will squeeze in or how it's going to do it. But Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports now from New York on how much that extra knee room means to the bottom line.
For airlines, seating is literally a game of inches. So let's pull out the tape measure. That's 31 inches, the smallest pitch on one of these short-haul American jets. Pitch is the distance between rows, that ever-shrinking zone where you can unfold your legs, maybe. To add seats, airlines have to squeeze rows a couple inches closer. You hear that tape measure shortening? Now we're under 30 inches, which only a handful of carriers have dared to try. So just how much is an inch worth? Aviation consultant Addison Schonland.
It's hard to tell what that inch is worth because it's going to vary by market, by time of day. It's very hard to come up with a generic number.
Even if airlines can't pinpoint the cost of an inch, they're very cautious about taking it away. It's hard to believe, but they're not trying to torture us. Aviation consultant Michael Boyd says new, thinner seats could let airlines have it both ways.
The slimline seats will probably give you about the same amount of legroom. Will it be more comfortable? I don't think so. But it's not as if they're turning airplanes into the 7th Avenue subway.
With food service and coach dwindling, airlines are also making room by ripping out kitchens. Now let's stretch the tape out to 6 feet 5 inches, the height of aviation consultant George Hamlin. Flying coach is never fun for him, but there's not much choice anymore.
Domestic economy has become pretty much of a commodity product.
So, tough luck if you don't like that tight seat on American. Other carriers are just as jammed. So if you can't pay to change the tail of the tape, you may just have to drive. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.